Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Ingrained with Lottie as your host. And we're here to talk about life, family, homeschooling, health, and anything else that may come up through the lens of a Christian worldview. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you can be notified when the next episode is released. Please leave a 5-star rating or thumbs up, and I'd be so grateful if you leave a positive review, if you enjoy the show, of course. I cannot wait to dive into these life topics with you. So today's episode is going to be all about God and whether or not He forsakes us or is He always there. So at church, the pastor was preaching and referring to Deuteronomy, which is a book in the Bible. And it was a promise that God gave that He would never forsake us, meaning He would never leave us alone. He would never leave us, abandon us. He's always there, right? And in Mark, it's in the story of, you know, Jesus when He was on the cross and He was, you know, getting ready to die. And He asked God, "Why have you forsaken me?" Well, people would say, "Well, that doesn't make sense because God said He would never forsake us. So why would Jesus say that?" So I'm going to do like a quick summary and then we can go the long way around. First, God is Jesus and Jesus is God. Okay. And if He is God, then how could He leave Himself? That doesn't make sense, right? So here's what happened. Since Jesus came in human form so that He could live and understand and feel and connect with us and actually experience life the way that we would experience life, He had a fully human experience. However, He wasn't fully human. He was also fully God, and it's complex. And if you try to figure it all out, you're going to hurt your brain, because the things of God are more complex than we can really grasp. I've come to understand that, not just like walking blindly, even though we are supposed to have blind faith, but not just in the sense of like nothing aligns, nothing makes sense. There's no proof of anything. Because there are several accounts that you can look into if you are on that path of like, I don't know if I can trust the Bible. Well, there are many, many resources out there that can help you understand that the Bible is actually a book of history. And it actually has accounts that can be proven that have aligned with other historical articles and historical artifacts and different things that show that the Bible is a true book that can be followed, that can be considered reliable. Okay, so we can talk about that another time as well, but I wanted to say that since Jesus was living as a human for us in this time on the cross, He was actually suffering for us, okay? He actually allowed Himself to be beaten, spit on, abused, just horrifically abused, and hung on a cross to die. So that we didn't have to die. Now, what the pastor pulled out, which I was like, it makes complete sense. And I don't know why I never thought about it before. God, the God that Jesus is, had to leave for a moment. Otherwise, Jesus never would have died. He's God. He can't die. But He had to step away from this body, this human body, that he was living in so that it could die, so that the prophecies would be fulfilled, so that he could overcome death and take the consequence for us. So I probably will say this in almost every episode if I'm talking about the Bible, because all of this, the gospel is all about Jesus giving his life for us so that we can have a chance at life, at living a life with true peace and comfort, with a promise for an afterlife, and knowing that this is not the end, and also knowing that we were born with a purpose, that we were created for something great, because we all have a purpose for Jesus, because we all came here to be an ambassador for him, right? He basically called us all to be disciples for him. He's called us so that we can help others understand who he is, how amazing he is, right? And help others to find the joy that God offers. And that's what the gospel is all about. So with that being said, because he sacrificed himself, he had to be in a human form in order to die, because he's God and God is everything and he's life. He cannot die. He had to suffer that fate, and that was the only way to do it. So at the moment, he could feel the difference, right? When he said, "It is finished," that was the God in him had to leave so that he could die. And he did. And he stayed in the tomb Friday night, Saturday, and on the third day, which was a Sunday, he rose just like the prophecy said, just like he said he would. So he, in order for this to be fulfilled, that's what had to happen. And the message is that God was there, though. You know what I mean? Like, even though he felt forsaken at the time, he really wasn't forsaken. And even though we feel forsaken often, sometimes we're just like, are you here? Because what is going on right now in my life? And why is it so crazy? Why am I suffering so much? Why do I feel so lonely? Why do I feel like one bad thing happens after the other? Why do I feel like I'm trying to do my best? I'm trying to live for you, God. But all I'm getting is like the worst end of all the deals. And like, I never do anything good enough, I guess. You know, I feel like, you know, I try for this job, I don't get the job. I try for, you know, whatever, maybe you're working out and trying to get better health and you're not getting results. And you just different things that happen. Sometimes it's the bigger things, right? Like, you know, you just want to be able to enjoy your family, but because you have to work, you don't get to enjoy your family. Or because of sickness or something, you know, you've lost a loved one. And you're just like, well, where are you, God? Are you there? Why do I feel forsaken? And I'm here to tell you today that you're not. You're actually not forsaken. God is there. And even though you may not feel him in the moment, I'm going to challenge you to talk to God and not just to pray and complain, okay? It's okay. It's okay to express your frustrations, because if you read Psalms and some other books in the Bible, which I can find them, I don't have them at the top of my head, but I know for sure in Psalms, David was writing and he would just express all of his frustrations. Like, where are you? Why have you let this horrible stuff happen to me? Why do I feel like I'm alone? And he just did. He asked God, what is going on? And it's okay to do that. But you'll notice that not too far after, he is back to praising him. He is back to lifting him up and recognizing his greatness and understanding that he is there and he will give him peace, that he will guide him to be by the still waters, right? If you think about that Psalm, he is faithful. God is faithful. And when we praise, we can feel the heaviness leave. When we praise God, we can, it takes us to another realm, because what happens is you're lifting up the Most High God. You are praising the God of the universe, the God who has created everything that you see on earth, all the trees, the sky, the ocean, all of these grand things, different, like the Grand Canyon, mountains. I mean, of course, water and all that, but let's not get into the science of it all. But any things of nature, God created that. He's an amazing God. And then guess what? Those weren't the best things he created. He deemed us his best creation, okay? He deemed us his most valuable creation. So you think he's gonna leave you after he made us in his image? He made you in his image, okay? Well, let me make this clear. God made man in his image, okay? And then he created the woman. So, but we are his children. We are his creation, and we are similar in the way that we are, we look, I guess you could say, right? If he made us in his image, right? So there has to be, what's the word I'm looking for? A resemblance of how we look like our Father, our Creator. So he created us in his image. We are his children, the heir to his throne, which means he loves us so much and he's gonna be there for us. He is here for us. So when we praise him, when we recognize who he is and his greatness, even in the mess that we're dealing with, even in the frustration of like, why is this even allowed to happen? Why do I have to deal with this? But if we move past that and just think about who God is, and think about situations that you've had to suffer in the past and how you came out of that, God helped you out of that, okay? He's there for us. And when we think about that and we praise him for that, we are too busy praising him to dwell on the circumstance that we're currently dealing with. And he blesses us. He really shows up and gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding, because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for you to have a smile on your face when you're dealing with some horrible stuff. And that's what makes the difference between us and other people. We're supposed to be a light, and that's a part of being the light. Praising God and keeping him lifted up, even when we don't feel like it, even when it doesn't seem like he's there for us, changes things in us, within us, and other people can see it. And they can, you know, then they'll be asking you, what is going on? How is it that you can be so happy when you just told me that your father-in-law is sick and, you know, is dealing with heart failure? How is it that you can have a smile on your face when your child is going through some kind of medical condition, or, you know, a family member has cancer and you don't know how many years they have to live? How can you be joyful when you lost your job and you don't know how you're going to pay for rent? You know, It's those situations that shine a light on Jesus and who he is, and how if we have him in our lives, if we really, really have him in our lives, not just like, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I go to church. Oh yeah, you know, I read the Bible verse of the day every day. Like, all those things are good, but that's not enough. When we really connect with Jesus and he's our everything, like, you know, my cousin, I was talking to her and she was like, you know, I ask him about everything. Like, this morning I said, you know, Lord, what do you want me to put on? What clothes do you want me to wear today? And you know, it seems silly, but it's not. Like, he desires that relationship with us. He wants us to be close like that. He wants us to be able to, you know, just ask him everything. You know, what should I wear today? Lord, you know, I want to do this, this, and this. Is that okay with you? Is that part of your plan? You know? I want to say this, whatever. Is that okay for me to say? Or do you want me to approach in a different way? Or, you know what I mean? Like, let him lead our lives, connect with him. Like, he should be our best friend, more than your spouse, more than your whoever your BFF might be. Okay, Jesus needs to be number one. He needs to be the one that you go to first. Okay, and I'm talking to myself too, y'all. I just want you to know, this is for me as well, because it's easy to get caught up and just think that even the small mundane things don't matter, and you don't need to, you know, ask Jesus about what shoe you're gonna put on. That's silly. But when you connect with him like that, it's not even because he just wants to be like in control of you, like, oh yeah, I want you to wear this and you need to, you know, do that, and I want you to say this. Like, he doesn't want robots. He doesn't want, you know, little programmed AIs or something. He wants us to be free, but he wants us to connect. He wants us to allow him to lead and guide us so that we can live our best lives. They say, oh, YOLO, you only live once. Yeah, you only live once if you live the way you want to live, because after that you die and you don't come back. But we don't only live once. That's actually not true. We don't only live once. We, as believers, we come back to life. Just like Jesus resurrected from the dead, we will too. So don't go YOLO. It needs to be, I don't know. I can't come up with something right now. I was like JOLO, but that doesn't make sense. It needs to be Jesus in control. Jesus, take the wheel, take the road, take all of it. Okay? Long story short, I don't even know what I was saying anymore. But I do want to say that Jesus is there for us. He is the one who has his hand extended and is waiting. He's waiting for us to reach back and give him our hands. He's waiting. And if we don't want to, we don't have to. He is patient. He is not a dictator. Okay? You get to cast your vote. And I'm sorry to say, I want you to know that you're only voting. There's one or the other, okay? Is Jesus or Satan? And I know that bothers people, and I'm sorry, but the truth is the truth, okay? You are choosing a side. It's either Jesus or you're choosing to serve the devil. If you choose to serve yourself, say for those of you who say, oh, no, I'm not serving the devil. I'm just going to live the way I want to live, and I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't believe in, you know, religion. I don't believe in the Bible or whatever it is that your response might be. When you choose yourself, you're choosing Satan, because that's what he represents. Selfishness. He represents pride. Okay. He represents self-sufficiency. And when you are in a mindset that you are in charge of yourself and your life, and only you can make the difference, and you know, you only live once, and so you're gonna just live it to the fullest, whatever that might look like for you, because you want to enjoy, you want to enjoy yourself, and you feel like enjoying yourself requires drinking, you know, going clubbing, whatever it might be, getting high, I don't know, fornicating. You are under the influence of an evil spirit. Okay? Because the evil side, Satan, and the evil side are really good at deceiving us as humans. He's really good at making us believe that we're in charge when really he's got us. He tricked us. He manipulated us to believe that we are making the decision to be in charge of our own lives when really he's in charge of your life. And so I believe that must be for somebody listening. If you're under that thought process and mentality, then you need to think again. I recommend that you pray. I recommend that you reach out. You know what? I want to extend myself to connect with you. I want you to reach out to me. You can DM me on Instagram or on Facebook, or even just message me in YouTube in the chat if you feel comfortable to do that. I would love to connect with you. If you're in a place where you're like, you know what, I've been trying to live my own life the way that I want, and it's not fulfilling. I've tried all kinds of things. I've tried yoga and meditation. They say it's supposed to help, but I'm still dealing with whatever. Or I've tried, I don't know what you tried. But if you didn't try a real relationship with Jesus, and I don't mean like just reading the Bible and having head knowledge, okay? There's a lot of people out there who read the Bible, go to church, and they understand for the most part what is being said, and they believe what is in the Bible, but they don't live in relationship with Jesus. They don't walk with Jesus every day. They don't allow the Holy Spirit to lead them. They don't allow the Holy Spirit to move in their lives so that they can go down the path that God called them to go down. So if you're living a life that you feel like, okay, something, I'm missing something, I would love to meet with you. Well, you know, on a video, on a Zoom or over the phone, so we can talk and we can pray together, and we'll let the Holy Spirit lead us if there's anything else. But I'm just saying, may God use me to help you I'm more than willing. If you need that, please reach out. Okay. That kind of went a different direction than I anticipated, but I am trusting God to be my leader, right? And I definitely prayed and asked him to lead as I started this. So somebody out there needed this. Thank you for all of you who are just staying tuned and staying connected. And even if some of this is just a reminder for you, I pray that we can shake off the complacency. We can shake off the, I'm just trying to survive every day, and really aim to thrive every day, to walk with Christ in a way that bears fruit, right? So let's figure out what that means. What does it mean? How can we live every day and impact God? Well, God's kingdom, okay? How can we impact other people? What can we do to touch the hearts and lives of others every day? And sometimes, yes, sometimes that means your immediate family. Okay, I'm a mother of two, and I'm a wife. And sometimes that just means showing the love of Christ to our children and our husband and our immediate family. What does that look like? Am I being a light? Am I showing God's love? Am I, you know, making a positive impact in our home? So let's learn, let's grow together. And I just pray that you are blessed. I pray that you're encouraged. Remember that Jesus is right there, and his Holy Ghost power can live within you if you invite him in, if you surrender your life to him. And you will never be alone. And even when you turn your back on him, sometimes he's still hanging on to you, even by just one little pinky. He's hanging on, and he's like, you coming back, or you need me to let you go? Because you do have a choice. If you don't want me here, I can't force you to be with me. But I love you, and I don't want you to get lost. So what are we doing? He loves you, and he's there. He is there. So remember to praise him. Dive into his word. Find scriptures that align with what you're going through so that you can connect with his word. Connect with him. And he will show up in a way that's like, wow, God, I can't believe I doubted you for a second. We all go through that. We all go through our little moments of doubt. And it is kind of normal as a human, okay? But don't dwell there. Move forward knowing that we have a loving Father who is there for us. We can trust him. He is faithful. He's so good. Well, God bless you. Thanks for listening. I love you. And more importantly, God loves you.